Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Hello, you.
Yes, thank you, Chris Morris. I'll take it from here. Hello, you. Good afternoon, sports fans. How's your day going so far? It's nice to be back with you once again. I bet you're wondering, Rhianne, what happened in the world of Manx sport today? Of course you are. Otherwise, why would you be here? Well, I have football, hockey and rugby results for you with the Tony Meppham and the Sam Cutlery Spooner, plus loads more. I've got netball for you. I've got running for you. I've even got Yasmin Ingham absolutely smashing it at Blenheim Palace International Trials earlier today.
It'd be a dream come true to make Paris Olympics team.
Also, that interview with the Isle of Man's very own Robin Hood I told you about yesterday. So put your feet up, relax. I'll take it from here. Yes, welcome along to Saturday Sport Classified. Thank you very much for having me on this afternoon. And also, thank you to all of you who texted results into the newsroom or rang the newsroom. It makes my job a whole lot easier. We are still missing a few, so if you could do me a favour and text them in, if you have them handy, text them to the studio on 166 177 and I will be eternally grateful and I'll name my firstborn child after you. So, let's kick off with some football, shall we?
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
So starting with today's football results in the Premier League, we have Douglas High School Old Boys 4, Laxey 0. We're missing the result for Moran versus Ayr. So as I just said, if you do have it handy, it would be a massive favour for you to text it in on 166 177. Thank you in advance. And then we have Peel 1, St George's 3, Ramsey Youth Centre 2, Douglas Royal 2, Union Mills 0, Rushen 13, Corinthians 4, Ramsey 0. Moving on to Division 2, and we have Castletown 2, Jims 4, Douglas in District 2, Braddon 1, Foxdale 5, Douglas Athletic 0. We're missing the scores for the Malieu versus Michael game. And then the last game in Division 2, we have Pullrose 4, Governors Athletic 2. In Combi 1, we're missing the score for Laxey versus Douglas High School Old Boys. Moving on to Ayr 7, Moran 3, Douglas Royal 5, Ramsey Youth Centre 2, and the Rushen Union Mills match that was postponed. And then we have Ramsey 3, Corinthians 1. Moving on to Combi 2, and we have Colby 0, St John's 4, Jims 2, Castletown 4, Braddon 2, Douglas and District 2, Governors Athletic 2, Pullrose 5, and I'm missing the scores for Douglas Athletic versus Foxdale and also Michael versus Malieu. So we'll move on to hockey, and in the mixed prem we have Vikings B 4, Backers A 3, Backers B 2, Valkyries B 1, Ramsey A 4, Valkyries A 2, and Castletown Celts 7, Vikings A 0. In Division 1, Backers Colts 3, Castletown Southerners 4, Harlequins A 9, Castletown Camogs 3, Vikings C 0, Valkyries C 3, Ramsey Ravens 1, Castletown Cushags 5. And moving on to Division 2, a few of these games are late starters, so we don't have any results for you yet, but we do have Castletown Carricks 0, Valkyries D 3, and in the under-16s, we have Backers A 4, Vikings A 8, and Backers B 8 and Castletown B 0. And then the Ramsey Rogues and Rascals versus Harlequins, that's a late game, and also Valkyries versus Castletown A, that's another late game. So we'll get those results for you as soon as they fly in. And we're actually going to talk to Sam Spooner first, because he's just rushed up here from a game. So how are you, Sam?
Yeah, I'm all right now. I'm nice, relaxed.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you look it. How was your game today?
Well, we were on the wrong side of a loss, but yeah, it was all right.
Did you feel you played well?
I've lost a half a second of thinking time, but I'm sure I'll get that back by the end of the year.
Yeah, just gradually whittling down on that thinking time week by week. okay, we're going to come to hockey very shortly, where actually, could you just remind people, we've got a cup draw, cup plate, all of the prizes draws coming up. So Craig is here in the studio with us, but we're going to come to you guys in a little bit. But just give us a heads up on what that's going to be.
So we've got 8 teams in the cup, 7, and 7 in the bowl and plate. So there's one knockout competition for each of the leagues, and Craig here is going to do the draw. So anybody wants to text in anything wrong with the fixtures, we can tell them now.
Excellent. Okay, Tony Mepham, how are you doing?
Fine, yeah. I think we've got most of the results in now. There's one or two we could do with the scorers, but hopefully we'll pick them up as we get cracking.
Someone's just texted in, Colby Combi nil, St John's 4. Liam Sale with a hat trick. Oh no, we've already got that,
got
one,
that
but one. But thank you very much for texting in anyway. I appreciate it. Okay, so any big surprises today, Tony?
No, not really. Well, yes, there was, to be honest with you. When you look at the comp, Premier League, Old Boys against Laxey, if you remember rightly, 7 days ago, Laxey beat Corinthians 5-1. But today against Old Boys, I thought myself Laxey could have a similar score, but it wasn't meant to be. Callum Stewart got a goal, Craig Stewart got one, his twin brother, Martin King got one, and Chris Coxon got the other one. It was a great display, I thought, in the end by Old Boys. It was a good game, to be fair. The first half was, you know, both clubs gave everything, but in the second half, Laxey just couldn't break Old Boys' defence down. And, you know, Martin King and others in there just kept things so solid. And, you know, two or three good goals by Old Boys. And I'll tell you what, they never tired, Ray. They look so fit, Old Boys. I was really impressed with them. And if they can show that sort of style and form, then Old Boys can mix it with the teams at the top of the table. Because, you know, take nothing away from Laxey last week. They played ever so well. Won 5-1 against the champions. And today, they were made to look like a team that could suffer and possibly relegate it. So it just shows you
everything's
how
up
quick
in the air.
It can change in a week. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's move on to the Peel St George's game. That was Peel 1, St George's 3.
Yeah, and a great little story on this one because Rhys Oates is just coming back from a long-term injury and he scored from the penalty spot today. That'll give him massive confidence because it's all about getting the head around this injury now. And great player. And when you think of it, what, 2-3 years ago, just before COVID, he was the Ireland's player of the year and expected to dominate that trophy. It's great to see him back. And he scored on 29 minutes, but it wasn't long before St George's got one back. New signing, Steve Priestnell, scored on 33. Then Steve got his second of the game on 63 minutes to give St George's the lead. Peel had chances. Geordie's had chances. But it was Conor Birch who made the game safe on 83 to make it St George's 3, Peel 1.
Then we have an exciting game between Ramsey Youth Centre and Douglas Royal. That was a draw 2-2.
Yeah, I heard it was a poor game by all accounts, but it doesn't matter. I suppose both sides may be involved towards the bottom of the table, but first point for Ramsey Youth Centre since being promoted. Congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. Douglas Royal, it just shows you, you know, a week ago they beat Peel. Here they are drawing with Youthy, but Dominic McCarry got one. Andy Asbridge got the other for Douglas Royal. For Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys, Dylan Parrish with a goal. And Martin Murphy with the other one, so point shared.
Tough day for Union Mills. They lost to Rushen by 13 goals.
My word it was. And, you know, on this one, when I saw it coming through, Furu Davies not playing for FC Isle of Man at the moment, but I don't think it's going to be long before Chris Bass and Lee Dixon are knocking on his door because he got 7 today. Also, Aaron Hawley got 5. I touched on it at lunchtime that even though he's a Masters player, Aaron, he's playing really well. He's fit. And 5 goals for him today and an own goal. It was 8-0 at half-time, 13-0 at the end. Now, Union Mills went down to 10 players, but I think it was sort of maybe early on in the second half. But, you know, they're already 8-0 down. So that wasn't a contributor to it all. But just a great performance by Rushen, and Rushen remain at the top of the table.
And then we have Corinthians 4, Ramsey 0.
Yeah, and Corinthians today, Danny Gerrard was the star. And I know Blaine is looking to play him up front. He's not the tallest of players, but my word, he's skillful today. And he got a hat-trick. Josh Riding's got the other one, so 4-0. And I don't think we've got them around in air final scoring
yet.
The last time I heard, it was 3-0 to air, but that's not a final score. Mm-hmm. And it was Sean Kelly had got 2 and Danny Oram had got 1. But we could do with that being confirmed, please. So if you listen, Jamie Callister, I'm going to embarrass you. Can you text us through the score, please? 166-177.
That was very threatening. let's move on to Division 2. So Castletown 2, Jim's 4.
And it was Danny Lane got 2 goals for Castletown. It was 2-1 to Jim's at half-time. As usual, we haven't got the Jim's goal scorers, and I'm going to be harsh on this one, and we're not going to be chasing you. We've chased you near enough for 5 years. We're not chasing you anymore. So if you want your players to be mentioned, it's quite easy. Just text through or phone me and we'll mention the scorers. It's your responsibility.
Mm. Moving on to Douglas in District 2, Braddon 1.
And two goals disallowed in this game, D&D at the bowl. Superb goalkeeper. I was getting frustrated because I couldn't remember who it would be, but we've had the name through. William Gavin, he's a good goalkeeper. I watched him last year against Malou. Really is good. But Daniel Shuttleworth got a goal. That's his third goal in three games. And Sam Tipper got a goal as well, and that's his fifth goal in three games. So well done to those two. Braddon, it was Connor Dempsey who scored from the penalty spot.
Then we have Foxdale 5, Douglas Athletic 0.
Yeah, good performance by Foxdale. Goal scorers for Foxdale were Jason Chalmer with one. Liam Cannon got a goal. Jay Chatwood got two. And Aaron Constein got the other one.
Thank you to Chris Sully for texting that in. He also sent in another message. A specific question for you, but I won't read it out.
Yes, I know the message. I'm on
He knows. we're still missing the Malou Michael score, so if you could text it in 166177, that'd be great. Thank you. Then we have Paul Rose 4, Governors Athletic 2.
Yeah, good performance by Paul Rose in this one as well. Owen Canepa got one, Joe. Canepa got a goal. Dylan Vick, I think, might have got two. We've got the goal scorers coming through now, hopefully. If we can get it open for Governors. But certainly Simon Hampson, he has got it through. Just give me 2 seconds to get it. No, it won't come through.
I'll get some lift.
I haven't got the goal scorers. It won't come through off the phone.
Oh, okay.
But the important thing for Governors, they got two goals, but unfortunately for them, they didn't get any points.
Let's move on to Combi 1. So we're still missing or unconfirmed Laxey versus Douglas.
We've got it confirmed now. Oh. It's just come through. Old Boys 5, Laxey 2. We haven't got Old Boys goal scorers, but we've got Laxey's. Thank you, Mike. Tiernan Garvey got one and Tommy Callow got the other one.
Okay. Then we have Ayr 7, Moran 3.
And for Ayr United, the star was Phil Dunnigan. He got 5. Liam Crow got 1. Alex Reed got the other one.
And Douglas Royal 5, Ramsey Youth Centre 2.
And thanks to Fitzy for putting the scorers through to us. Kevin Ballard still playing, he got one. James Clark got a goal. Adam Pate got one. And a new name for me, Owen Stewart, got a couple of goals. So well done to him.
Well done, Owen. The Russian Union Mills match, that was postponed. So then we just have Ramsey.
Just correct, because we've had a score. It does happen. We've got a correction come through here. If it's right on here, and it's Corinthians I've got here. I've won 9-0, not 4-0.
Oh.
So we'll just see if we can get this one through. It's. We'll see if we'll check that one through on that one there. Yeah, we'll check that one, but at the moment, we've got two conflicting scores on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, where were we? We're on Ramsey 3, Corinthians 1, and that is the final game in Combi 1.
Combi 1, yeah. And we've just got those old boys scorers through as well in Combination 1. Dean France got 2. Johnny Garland got 1. Isaac Quilliam got 1. And Wolfie got the other goal. And in the game, which was Corinthians combination game, it was Rob Collister got a goal. Martin Tor from the penalty spot. Tom Hall got a goal as well. For Corinthians, it was Tony Edgar and Matthew Quirk, who actually is the FC Alaman goalkeeper, who's playing in the combination today. He had an excellent game. So well done to him.
I don't know that your threatening voice. Everyone's texting in now. They're worried you're going to go around to their house with a baseball bat, Tony.
We've got Corinthians first team through. Thanks, Dan, for confirming that for us. It was Corinthians 9, Ramsey 0. Danny Gerrard with 3. Josh Ridings with 2. Dan Simpson with 2. Kane Riding and an own goal. So great result that for Corinthians in the end. We've got a couple more coming through. We've done the Douglas Royal one. It's harder. It's so much easier when it's 2 o'clock kickoff.
This is like bingo.
We haven't got that one. Yeah, and we've got that one on that one. So yeah, next one.
Okay, let's go to Combi 2. So we've got Colby 0, St John's 4.
The man again. Yeah, he scored a hat trick first game of the season. He scored a hat trick in the third game of the season. Liam Sale it was with 3. Pedro Cardoza got 1-0 to St John's at half time. 4-0 at the end.
Okay, then we have Jim's 2, Castletown 4.
Yeah, 2-1 to Castletown at half time. Jack Skillicorn with a goal. Fingal Watterson got one. And I think Harry Harrison, did he get 2? He took that one downstairs. Can't remember, but.
Let's say yes.
Yes, I think he did. Yeah, he got 2. And well in the other game, Braddon against Douglaston District, it was 2-0 to D&D at half time. 2-2 at final whistle. Dan King got one for Braddon. Adam Fair got another one. Jamie Redknapp got a goal and Luke Callister got the other one.
Actually, I feel like Harry Harrison only got 1. I apologise if that is incorrect and shall sack myself if it is. I haven't got Douglas Athletic versus Foxdale yet or Michael versus Maloo.
No, I haven't got that one. Oh. But we've got the other one, Governors Athletic against Paul Rose.
That is
it was Governors Athletic 2, Paul Rose 5. Thanks to Cole Hunter for the goal scorers. The goal scorers for Governors was Dylan Shearman. Harry got one. I'm trying to remember his surname now. It'll come to me. Mm-hmm. He got the other one, but for Paul Rose, Caelan Watterson got 2. Stephen Quirk got a goal. Gary Skillicorn and Ryan Logan got the other one.
And then
Aganaganacha it was. That's why
well
I couldn't
done.
Remember.
Say that again.
Great.
No.
And then also FC Isle of Man had a good day today. They beat Stockport 3-2 away.
Yeah, it didn't go to plan, did it? 12 minutes, they conceded 1. 1-0 it was. And then it was Sean Doyle who made it 1-1. Then on the 22nd minute, it was 2-1 to Stockport. And it was good to see him back. Sean Quay, who was suspended in the last game, he made it 2-2. And then Player of the Year in Manx football last season, Steve Whitley, made it 3-2. So well done to FC Isle of Man. That's a big 3 points for them. Give them a big lift. And got the dates through the other day that hopefully the first Manx game, FC Isle of Man, will be the 16th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's quite a few coming in then. So it'll be good to see, give the boys a bit of local support.
Absolutely.
And just see how they're doing because, you know, it's all new. They're playing against teams they don't know nothing about. I know it's likewise the same for them. But to be travelling every weekend, it's tough going. And
yeah, they deserve
nice to
some
see them
home
back
games.
At home, definitely.
And then tomorrow in the women's football, we have Onken versus Douglas Royal. Castletown take on Peel and Colby versus Corinthians. So are there any really tight matches there?
No, the only alteration is that Castletown game against Peel. That's gone to 2:30. There was just a bit of a situation for a few of the Castletown girls. But no, you know, Peel look strong this season. So they'll be looking to overcome Castletown. You know, Corinthians have just got to sort of forget that result against Peel because it was a bit of a sickener
tough
for them
one.
In that one. And Douglas Royal, you know, they scored 10 in a recent game, so they're a team to be reckoned with as well. So it's good. The three top teams you'd expect, Douglas Royal, Corinthians and Peel, but the rest of them enjoying themselves. And what a game that was recently. Was it Onken against Uni Mills, 10-7? Wouldn't mind watching that one.
Yeah, agreed. And just finally, the Masters football as well. We can't leave them out there.
Nope.
Onken versus Ramsey Youth Centre, 2:10 tomorrow at the Bowl. And then Laxey versus Douglas and District at 20-4 at the Bowl.
Yeah, Onken, I think, looking slightly favourites with the players that they've got there. And Steve Priestlow scored 2 today for Geordies. He's duelled to Onken, so he can play. He scored 4 in the last game. You know, Onken against Ramsey Youth Centre. Ramsey Youth Centre, don't know much about them. But Laxey are usually pretty strong. So are D&D as well. It's great to see the Masters. You know, we had a great game, Corinthians, last week against Governors. We were fortunate enough to win 6-4. But what a battle it was.
Mm.
Everyone enjoyed it. And that's what it's all about. You know, sort of 35-plus aged people running around, having fun, and probably 2 days later can hardly walk. Sam knows more about that than me.
Well, we're going to come to Sam next.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Those are new jingles and I never know when they're going to end. Thank you very much, Tony Meffin. Yes, coming to Sam Spooner with the hockey now. How are you feeling, Sam? Are you seizing up yet?
No, I'm back to goalkeeping now, so I don't tend to seize up, although my thighs get a bit tight sometimes. But.
All that squatting. Yeah, Tony's just giving you the eyes. Okay, let's look at today's results, or would you rather do the draw first?
Let's get into the results.
Okay, cool. So, starting in the Prem, we had Vikings B4, Backers A3.
Result of the day, I'd say result of at least the last 5 years. It's a massive surprise result in mixed hockey. I said Vikings B might be able to sneak a surprise, but I never truly believed it. When you look at the squad that Backers A have got, Elliot Reid, Jamie Brown, Tony Bentley-Roberts, who's been free scoring for the past 12 months really now. Tony Bentley-Roberts got two. Elliot Reid got on the score sheet for Backers A. Now it's 3-3 until the final minute, until I think it was Mia Greenwood for Vikings scored the winner. So what a day out for Vikings B today. They've not only done that, they've done their first team a huge favour. And because of results elsewhere, Vikings A are now in the driving seat.
That's fantastic. What an exciting game. Then we have Backers B 2, Valkyries B 1.
Yeah, really, really close game. And it wasn't end to end. I watched the second half of this. It was always a period of domination for either side. So you'd have Backers B have 10 minutes of absolute domination. They'd be pushing on that goal. It was 1-1 when I got there, but Craig Lees managed to put away a penalty flick. I have to say, I think it was Ava Trutler. Is that correct, Craig? Trutler?
Do you feel free to chip in, Craig?
But she had a wonderful game today. She made some incredible saves. And when Backers B had those periods of domination, she really held them out. Valkyries B did also have their periods of domination, but they couldn't quite make the most of their attacking opportunities. Fair score in the end, but really close game.
Then we had Ramsey A 4, Valkyries A 2.
Craig, do you want to talk about this one? I am pretty surprised, to be honest with you.
So are we.
Yeah.
Craig dashed here from Ramsey straight after.
Yeah.
Ramsey A goal scorers, Alex Neal were 2, Christina Kameen, Nat Smith, Valkyries A were Duane Killier and Ollie Webster. But I'll let Craig explain sort of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first half was actually pretty close. Ramsey did actually have the majority of the chances. They just weren't able to get many in. They did get the one in, and we managed to get two in as well in the first half. So come to the end of the first half, it was actually quite a good even side. Mm. Unfortunately, in the second half, we stepped back and Ramsey, they stepped up, and it was literally shown in the game. They managed to get to the ball first and connect the passes, intercepted ours quite a lot of the times. So all in all, they pushed for those extra two goals, and in my opinion, they did deserve the win on that one.
Obviously had quite a thorough half-time chat.
Yes, they definitely had a thorough half-time chat. I don't know what we were talking about. I don't even want to recall it.
And then tough day for Vikings. They lost to Castletown Celts 7-0.
No, the other way around. Vikings A beat Castletown Celts 7-0.
Well, I was going to say, I'm quite surprised by that.
Which put them in the driving seat, I believe, 2 points clear at the top of the table now. Craig's at the table here. 2 points clear and goal difference, 4 goals ahead of Backers A, who are in second place. But every team apart from Vikings A have lost a game now. So this week, and because we only play each other once this season, that game today against that Vikings B team for Backers A could be the telling tale. Tom Burrows with a brilliantly taken hat trick. Kim Carney and Tim Henderson with one each, and Brisha Foxton with two there.
Then moving on to Division 1, we had Backers Colts 3, Castletown Southerners 4.
But this really was an end-to-end game by the sounds of it. Backers Colts took the lead 1-0, and then extended that to 2-0. Castletown Southerners came back to 2-1. They brought it back to 2-2. They took the lead 3-2. Backers Colts brought it back to 3-3 and then won it 4-3. So this must have been an amazing game to watch. Backers Colts goal scorers were Luca Pallotta with 3, I believe, and Harry Kalen. Castletown Southerners were Matt Gorey, I think with 2, and Skywin Austin. But what a game
to watch down
I forgot where it was now, down south, I think, maybe the NSC. But yeah. Brilliant performance by both sides. But Backers Colts have got a habit of playing like this.
Mm. Then we have Harlequins A 9, Castletown Camogs 3.
Yeah, huge result for Harlequins A. Unfortunately, Chris Cave, his promised number of goals didn't come to fruition, so you only team a few cakes, mate.
How embarrassing for you, Chris Cave.
George Ratcliffe with 2, Oren Blakemore with 2, Chris Cave with 1, Stephen Arnold, Anna Hall, Ronan Santanatolio with 1, and Kellen Crellen with 1 as well.
Then we have Viking C 0, Valkyries C 3.
It was 1-0 at half time to Valkyries C, and you could tell that there was just that little bit more experience in the young players in Valkyries team. The likes of Flo Barber were driving at the back three for Viking C. Bryn Griffiths on the score sheet, John Sanderson and Rob Condrew on the score sheet there for Valkyries C.
Then Ramsey Ravens 1, Castletown Cushags 5.
This is another result that's kind of knocked me back a little bit. I didn't expect this. With the Cushags effectively being the fifth team, I didn't expect a Ramsey second team to lose in the manner they have. I mean, what a performance by Cushags. Daniel Cross with 4 goals. And Andrew Bentley. Yeah, Andrew Bentley on the score sheet as well. Dan Hurd on the score sheet for Ramsey Ravens. But that maybe suggests there isn't quite the strength and depth that Ramsey needs challenging the men's and ladies after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Division 2. Don't have the result for Vikings D versus Vikings E.
I've just got it now. Oh. And it was 4-0 to Vikings D. Goal scorers were Andy Harding, Adam Braidwood, Ash Dougal and Tamsin. Oh, I can't remember her surname now. If you've got a surname, 166-177, or I'll get Tony on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you to all of you who have texted in. There's been loads of people texting in today, and I really appreciate it. And someone did just text in with this score: Castletown Carrick 0, Valkyries D 3. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, another good performance by Valkyries D. I think they're probably going to be one of the key challenges for the title, but they always seem to go under the radar a little bit. Well, they're right at the forefront of my mind when I'm thinking about it now, because I'm not going to let them sneak up on me again. George Crellin, Ollie Freer and Graham Shimmin on the score sheet for Valkyries D.
And then we have Harlequins B 1, Castletown Cosney 0.
I don't have a score for that one yet. Oh, hold on, 1-0, and it was Ross Arnold for Harlequins.
Okay, and I don't have a score for Backers C versus Ramsey Rookie yet.
Yeah, all these late kickoffs, sometimes it can be a bit of a pain finishing your game and texting in, so we'll forgive you when you finish at 5 o'clock.
For now.
Ramsey Rookie's won this one 3-0, so my dad will be pleased. He played his first game after broken fingers today.
Oh, excellent.
Alex Shimmin and with 1, and Dan Stevens with 2.
Then we have the under-16s, and Backers A beat Backers A lost to Vikings A 4-8.
Yeah, and really good performance by both sides, really. 2-2 at half-time. Backers A, goal scorers Kate Lace, Douglas Quayle, Jack Grimley and Ashley Schroeder. Vikings, though, Cameron Roon with 8 goals. Keep an eye out for that name. Everybody at Vikings is already talking about him. We've been talking about him playing in the senior squads this year, and he is going to get a chance in them senior squads. He is outstanding.
Mm. Then we have Ramsey Rogues and Rascals 0, Harlequins 7.
Yeah, 2-0 half-time to Harlequins. I think Harlequins are probably the most experienced side in the league. A lot of their players, I know Alfie Swales and Corey Corkle have both played senior-level hockey and continue to do so. Chillian Sharkey, Molly Swales, Alfie Swales, all with 1 each. Corey Corkle with 2 and Caleb Blakemore with 2.
And Backers B 8, Castletown B 0.
Yeah, and Summer Craig with 1, and Emily Harding with 1, Abe Maddox with a fantastic 4 goals, and Lucas Harding with 2 as well.
And I don't have a score for the final match, which is Valkyries A versus Castletown A.
I haven't had that one yet, but it is a late kickoff as well.
Okay, well, it shall remain a mystery for now. Let's move on to this draw, shall we? So we have a red bag and some wooden balls inside. And I'm pretty much going to hand it over to you guys, and I'll just write down the fixtures.
Yeah. So, Craig, if you would do the honours and pull the balls out of the bag. All the teams have been numbered. Right. 1-8 for the cup.
Suspense.
First one out of the bag is...
Number six.
That is Castletown Celts.
Castletown Celts.
Against number 8.
Playing Valkyries B. Should be a good game.
Valkyries.
We got number 7.
That is Backers B.
Against number 3.
Valkyries A.
We got number 4.
And that is Vikings B.
Against number 2.
Vikings A. The A team are not going to like that after Vikings B's performance today.
And the last two. We got number 1, number 5.
Backers A versus Ramsey A.
So what are we seeing in those fixtures then?
I'm actually going to call out the Backers A versus Ramsey A game, because I think Ramsey A are better than I thought they were. Certainly when I saw them play against Vikings A, they were certainly quick on the attack, but they just seemed a little bit soft in defence. But after that performance against Valkyries today, I think they're a threat, and I think Backers they need to be careful.
Okay. Just remind us again, what competition was this for?
This was for Rossborough Mixed Cup.
The cup? Okay, so put those balls back in that bag.
And this one's the plate.
This one is the plate.
This one is the plate. Listen to those sound effects.
Probably still got the same numbers. Right. So we got number six.
That is planned. Valkyr's C.
Against number four.
And that is Harlequin's A. Probably two of the favourites going head to head in the opening round.
And we've got number five.
And that is Vikings C.
And number one.
Playing against Southerners.
And we got seven.
And that is Camags.
Against number two.
Against Backers Colts. And the next team has a bye into the next round.
It's number three.
And Ravens. That is Ramsey Ravens into the semi-finals.
Okay. So what you thinking, Valkyrie C versus Harlequin's A, is that the one to watch?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Vikings C versus Southerners. If Vikings C can play to the maximum of their potential, then that's going to be a very good game. I think Southerners are a really good side, but I just think Valkyrie C and Harlequin's A probably have the edge on them. So yeah, I think the two favourites going head-to-head in the opening round could be quite interesting for the rest of the teams.
Excellent. Do we have another draw?
We do. We have the bowl draw, a new competition this year for mixed hockey.
Yeah. I think we're going to put it into the men's and ladies as well, hopefully.
Perfect.
So we got number four and number six.
So four six again. Is Vikings A versus Ramsey Rookies.
Right.
Was that Vikings E or Vikings
E for E. Elephant?
Thank you for specifying.
Number seven is Castletown Cosney.
And number five
versus Valkyrie's D.
We got number three.
Three is Vikings D.
And number two.
Versus Harlequins B.
So that gives Backers C the bye.
Can't write quick enough. Backers
C.
Thank you.
So Backers C, who are probably the last of the Summer Wine team. My favourite team in Manx Hockey.
Team.
I absolutely adore the players that play in that team. They just go out to have fun. They're into the semi-finals. So they're going to enjoy that. Finals day is going to be brilliant. You know, I think it's all going to be happening on one day again, isn't it?
It is,
Craig?
Yep.
So all down the NSC, we always have a good crowd. You know, people go to go and get their McDonald's and come and sit down regardless of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't have a favourite game in this one. I think they're all fairly evenly matched in this level.
Well, that's exciting in itself, isn't it? Just run through each of them again. So the fixtures starting in the cup.
So we've got Castletown Celts versus Valkyrie's B.
Mm-hmm.
Backers B versus Valkyrie's A, Vikings B versus Vikings A, and Backers A versus Ramsey A.
Okay, and now the plate.
Valkyrie's C versus Harlequins A, Vikings C versus Castletown Southerners, Castletown Camags versus Backers
Colts,
and Ramsey Ravens have a bye.
And then the bowl.
And that is Vikings E for Elephant versus Rookies. Castletown Cosney versus Valkyrie's D, Vikings D versus Harlequins D, and Backers C have a bye.
Fantastic. Do we have a spoon competition that we need to draw for, or that is plateware?
Is that the only one that I enter?
Yes. I do joke about your name too much. I need to sort of get new material.
I think that was unintended, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, well, sure. Thank you very much, Sam Spooner and Craig. Commiserations in your game today, but sorry to remind you of it. But yeah, thank you very much for being here with me, and we'll see you again next week.
Cheers,
Ray.
We've had this goal set all year to come to Blenheim Palace. So to come out and still be in a leading position after cross country today is just a dream come true. So I'm absolutely over the moon and really looking forward to the last day of competition tomorrow, which is the show jumping phase. So fingers crossed we can stay on that top spot.
And it can be quite a lot of pressure going in as the leader into the second day of competition. So do you have a certain mantra that you go through in your head to keep you nice and calm going in?
Yeah, it's definitely a good routine. It's just sticking to your system, and you know, I train every day for this, so it's really important that you just stick to your own plan and your own system. And I work really closely with my trainers as well, and really help me to come up with a good plan. And so it's more just about positive and knowing that you've got the working at home, and this is your time to shine at the competition.
And your mum mentioned before, actually, that you're rubbing shoulders with some of the greats there, you know, some Olympians. Is that intimidating at all? Or are you kind of looking at them and going, that's going to be me in a few years' time?
Well, it's amazing to sort of be in the competition with, you know, basically my idols. There's several people here that I've looked up to for such a long time. And it's also really nice just to watch them very closely and just pick up kits and tips and tricks that they might have. So it's lovely to be in the mix with such amazing names and famous faces.
And I know you want to sort of keep focused on the here and the now, but what's on the horizon for you after this?
I think my long-term goal over the next few years is I would absolutely be a dream come true to make the Paris Olympics team. So that is definitely in my sights. There's a lot of work to do before then, and I'm aware of that, but we're definitely on a very good path towards that. So yeah, very, very exciting, and it'll be a very busy next few years, but no, I'm very much prepared to put the work in, and hopefully it'll pay off in 2024.
Those are my questions, Yasmin, but is there anything you would like to add yourself?
It's just a massive team effort, really. I wouldn't be here without my amazing owners, Sue Davies and Jeanette Chin, who own Bandai, who is leading the competition. So it's just with great thanks to them that I'm here. And then also I've got an incredible home team, family and friends that support me so much. So I'm just very grateful that I have such a great support team.
That was Yasmin Ingham, who is currently dominating at the Blenheim Palace International Horse Trials in Oxfordshire. So after leading the dressage on a score of 25.2 penalties, she went on to complete the cross-country phase inside the optimum time. So it means she goes into the final show jumping phase tomorrow, leading the pack. So you can keep up to date with Yasmin's progress tomorrow. I've put links on the Manx Radio sports page. So all you have to do is click on them and you can support Yasmin from the comfort of your own home. So let's have a little look at rugby. There was just the one rugby game on today, the Isle of Man versus the rest of the world. And well, if the Isle of Man wanted to go for world domination, it would be worryingly difficult to stop them. They won that game 88-17.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Moving on to netball now, and Sunday is no longer a day of rest. I did want to use a kind of Sunday song to go underneath this this story, but a lot of them were quite blue and depressing, so I didn't really want to sort of dampen your Saturday evenings. But tomorrow is week two of the new netball season with teams going head-to-head in one of four leagues. You are spoiled for choice. There will be matches on from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at both the NSC and Bemmerhaeg. Ones to look out for are the Manx Fellas. They're playing Simcox Gold in the Prem. They're on at 9 o'clock at the NSC, and also Simcox Blue versus Thompson Travel One. Both of those games will be incredibly exciting matchups, I reckon. In the Championship, I would say check out Manx Gem Sapphires versus Pumas. Both teams had wins last week, so are sat side by side in the league table. In Division 1, get your popcorn out for Panthers versus Marbury Misfits C. Both are new teams this season. And in Division 2, there's not any super close matchups, but you never know. It's still the start of the season, so there could be some surprises, and I do like surprises. So you can find a full list of fixtures and times at manxradio.com on our sports page. Now, moving on to something for all you running and walking enthusiasts among you. You've got not one, but two big events taking place tomorrow. Manx Fell Runners are holding their rearranged Wilderness Challenge on Sunday, with the action getting underway tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. Based on the hillsides of Ardwallan Outdoor Centre at Ingebrek, it's a new concept in the fell running calendar, with some orienteering skills involved and competitors working in teams of two. Also on Sunday, starting at 8 a.m. at the Point of Air, is one of the classics, the Ramsey Bakery End-to-End Walk. Though very different from the Parish Walk, it largely uses the same roads in the west of the island, albeit in the opposite direction. Richard Gerrard has dominated this event for over the past decade. He's won every event since 2013, but others likely to be in the mix and possibly presenting challenges to Richard are Adam Killip, third in last year's event and joint third in the Parish Walk, and actually my prom date in year 11. And then you've also got Simon Gorn, Stuart Jones and James Quirk. They're the other ones to look out for. And a few others to keep your eyes open for are Tony Edwards, Connor Gilbert, Paul Sale and Mike Redshaw. The women's race should be an interesting contest because there's no really clear favourite at the moment. But strong contenders are Marie Jackson, Steph Burton, Anne-Marie Klukas, Mae Hooper, Karen Mercer, Amy Sykes and Zoe Lambie. And also Jane Farquhar, who was recently struggling with an injury a few weeks ago. But if she is fully fit again, my, will she be making the others sweat. And in the under-20s category race to Peel, Mason Prince seems to be the clear favourite. Now, have you ever had a dream of competing in the Island Games? Maybe you have, but you just never made the cut and you just don't know how to get there. Well, Isle of Man Archery is giving you that opportunity. So the sport wants to encourage people of all ages and abilities to give it a try. And Rhys Moore, as I said yesterday, and I apologise, I need to work on new material. He is essentially the Isle of Man Kevin Costner, Prince of Thieves, Robin Hood in archery here. So we had a little chat earlier this week.
It was a very high level of competition, this competition. I mean, to put it in perspective, of the six archers that competed in Tokyo for the GB team, five of them were in attendance. Wow. To this competition. So the level was high.
Was that intimidating?
No, because the wonderful thing about archery is it's kind of really random from this point of view. So things like tennis and that sort of thing, you have to work your way up through the ranks. And so you only play the top people when you get to the top. Archery is kind of mildly unique in terms of that someone that took up the sport a month ago could travel away and they could shoot on the same target as the number one in Britain. And they're kind of meant to be on the same sort of terms. And they effectively are. They're shooting the same round. And the scores are just compared at the end of the day. So it's actually quite nice to meet them because I think sometimes people forget they are just normal people at the end of the day. It just happened to be incredibly good at what they do. And just have happened to have found a sport they love and enjoy doing. So it was quite nice to get to chat with random people I haven't seen in ages, just be able to catch up and make new friends, really, because you end up spending all day with someone that you might have never met before. So you get to know them and it's good just to see them again.
Yeah, nice. So how did you get on?
Mixed bag, really. From everybody. It was a great experience. I know that sounds really bad, doesn't it? But everybody enjoyed themselves and everybody shot. I think everybody was happy with how they shot, given what the level is and given how much we practice and things like that. Our barebow archers did make it into the bronze medal match for their team. Unfortunately, they didn't win the medal, but it was still a great showing from relatively, we only took eight archers where England, for example, turned up with 36. So relatively, I think we did very well and it was a good showing on our behalf. And I think everybody would be really proud of how it came off. It was a really good experience in terms of we've got the Island Games now coming up in Guernsey in 2021, which offers the opportunity for people to shoot for the island. And this is, in terms of experience, this would be great for them. Mm. I didn't get to shoot in any of the medal matches, but I did have the pleasure of being asked to commentate on several of them, which was quite awesome. An experience. Yeah, definitely very different, but quite enjoyable at the same time.
I think you'd be fantastic. You cut your teeth here doing these interviews.
That's what I say. I had to draw on all the experience you've given me and all the knowledge to get by, but I think it went well.
So are the Island Games, is that the next big competition that you're working towards?
So as an Island squad, yeah, the aim is the Island Games every 2 years. We've got a really good track record of the Island Games. Every Island Games the archery squad has attended, we've always come home with at least one medal ever since it was incorporated into the sport, into the games in 87, I think it was, off the top of my head. So that's really going to be the next cycle as starts now, I suppose. And therefore, this is why we're asking for people if they're considering the idea of taking up a different sport or they're wanting to try something different or coming to the end of their career in their other sport, this is a really good time to get involved because 2 years' time, it lines yourself up to represent the island at Guernsey for the island, basically. Mm. And the Rangers' experience, so the team we took away this summer, the youngest member was 18 and the eldest was 71. So
that's really cool. There's not many sports you can do that.
No, so it's one of the sports that's fantastic in terms of your longevity. I suppose it ranks alongside golf and stuff like that, is you can compete to a very high level for a very long time, if you so wish to.
And like you said, so the Isle of Man, you just went away at the end of August and you had 8 archers and England had 36. So you're really looking for a boost in numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, any sort of shape or number that can come, it's really great to take. So when we go away to the Island Games, we can take a maximum of 16 archers with us. So there's real room for growth there if people were interested in having a go and wanting to actually try the competitive side and represent the island. We have 2 beginners courses a year. We have 1 in October. That is already now full, I believe, although there is a waiting list. But then we have another one in January. So if people were fancying trying something in the new year, you know, a bit of a New Year's resolution or a random Christmas present even, we do vouchers. There is a course in January, and that would line yourself up nicely for the games or any other competitions that we attend in the time being.
And apart from the longevity, and it sounds like a really sort of nice atmosphere, what do you specifically enjoy about the sport?
As bizarre as it sounds, is you go down to the field and the likes of last night, we were practicing last night, it was really sunny, it was really still. And, you know, you just get to go down, you just get to shoot. I find when I go down to shoot is, A, you have a good bit of banter and a good laugh with the other people that are down there, but at the same time, I kind of shut myself off from the world. You kind of just focus on archery and you're down there and I kind of forget about anything and everything else that's going on. So I suppose from a spiritual point of view, I actually really enjoy it because I spend more time thinking about archery than worrying about what else I might have going on. So it's a chance just to switch off from everything, I find, personally.
Okay, so if people are listening to this and they want to give archery a go and they want to sign up to your beginner's course in January, what's the best way for them to do that?
So we have a webpage, Isle of Man Archery. If you Google that, there's a link to sign up to the beginner's course, or we have a Facebook page. The Isle of Man Archery Club. If you drop us a message on there, we can get you sorted, and hoping to see everybody's interested soon. That'd be great.
Rhys Moore there, who was talking about recently performing at the Commonwealth Archery Championships of Europe. And you can find out more information on how to become the next Katniss Everdeen or Robin Hood or Legolas from Lord of the Rings, if he takes your fancy, at manxradio.com on our sports page. And that's your lot. Good luck to all of you competing tomorrow, especially if you're out on the town tonight. And well done to all of you sportswomen and men who battled in various sports today. You're all winners in my book. Let's do this again next weekend, shall we? I'm game if you are.